Hello there and welcome to Winning Karma. I'm your host Kamlesh Darji and I'm really happy to be here again. I want to start off by saying a big thank you to all of you. Listen, there's a number of listeners who actually will talk to us offline. We meet them and you know who you are, and I will start to honor you guys by naming you as well. But I just want to say it's wonderful when people come up to us and say to me that they enjoy the show, that they get some ideas from the show, but more than that, that the things that we give you are actionable items, and once you've executed upon those, there are results. And I'm really grateful for all the people who give us great words of encouragement, support, and it's what's kept us going for all these years. The path of least resistance is not for you. As human beings, we tend to think that the safe path, the one where we feel comfortable, is the road for us. And as human beings, it's not necessarily our fault. It's not our fault. It's the conditioning that we have, the stimulus that's been around us, the environment we've been around us, the sound bites that we hear, and that we cannot transcend beyond that. So we are stuck in a humdrum way, and we're taking a path where there's absolutely no pushback. But the reality is, the path that we need to take is the one where there is pushback, where there is resistance, where there is a force, where the irresistible force meets the immovable object. That's where we need to be. That's the domain we need to play in. And I have a saying, the forest of fear is the sandbox that we should play in. We should play in the forest of fear. And a sandbox I'm talking about also in terms of something that's used in IT. Sandbox is something that you play in without going live. But we have to be able to understand that if we go into the forest of fear, then we are going against something that there will be pushback. And that's where we need to be. That, I hope, makes sense. That's where we need to be. We need to be encouraging ourselves to do things a little bit differently than we are taught to do. To do things and understand things and experience things differently than we're accustomed to. So the path of least resistance is not the path to take. And you can see thousands of examples, if not millions and hundreds, probably in your own neighborhood, in your own community, in your own town. You can see where people have faced obstacles, where they've gone over bridges that they've had to build in order to get to where they need to go. So the path of least resistance is not the path you want to take. The path you really want to take is the path where there is resistance. And when the rubber meets the road, at the end of the day, you will find that's the road you took. That the road you took was the road that gave you much more satisfaction after some initial discomfort, after some initial pain, after some initial challenges. But you'll find that that's the path that has led you to greater things, greater riches. And again, riches does not necessarily mean money. I have a different definition of success, and it's not always about money. Success isn't what you make, it's what makes you. And in that respect, the path of least resistance is definitely not the path to take. I want to leave you with those thoughts, but let me also tell you that we all face this sometimes in life. But we need to be able to understand and click back into action and understand that the path of least resistance is not going to bring us an expanded horizon. It's not going to expand possibilities for us. It's not going to expand our way of thinking and expand whatever direction we're going in. It's not going to expand. It's not going to expand our capacity to and willingness to grow. Because to grow, you must face challenges. And that is the path of most resistance. Thank you and keep on winning. Good morning. I hope you're well. And it's morning when I'm doing the show, but it could be evening. It could be night when you're listening to the recording. First of all, as always, I want to say a big thank you to all of you who have supported us over the years through other platforms and this platform as well. And I'm so grateful and glad to know that so many of you listen to the show and action the tips that we give you. And it's heartening because when we first started the show, the idea and the premise was to give actionable tips. But it's amazing when people ask us when the next episode is going to be or questions pertaining to the show. And it's really elevating and it really keeps us going and it gives us the momentum and spurs us to keep on going. Carpe diem. Seize the day. And I want to talk about Carpe Diem today because this is what we need to be doing. I feel that we forget that every single day that we have, we can fill it with opportunities, with bright things, and things that can help us to move forward, rather than spending the day moping and hoping. What we can do is actually do what we can, put our best foot forward every single day. And we sometimes get so mired and clogged up with emotions and external things that are affecting us and collateral damage, as I like to call it, collateral emotional damage. We forget to seize the day because every single day is given to us, but it's not promised. And what I mean with great love for you is this. Every single day we get up in the morning, ready to do something, but we just take the day as a humdrum routine day. We should fill our day with great joys, great education, and the ability to move over and step over from wherever we are, to step over the chasm, to cross the borders, to jump over the wall, or to even break the wall. See, our mindset needs to shift. And it's a paradigm, and we need to shift our mindset to allow and accommodate for us to be able to seize the day. How do you seize the day? Well, first of all, be very grateful for everything you have. And while we may not be monetarily blessed, we all are blessed in one way or another, whether it's through having good support mechanisms, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's associates, whether it's having a great job, whether it's having a great enterprise, whether it's having great customers. Living is giving. And not only do we have to give back, we have to give ourselves the opportunity of self-care. We often forget the self-care mechanism and how much we have to worry about our own emotional well-being in standing in the world in which we find ourselves. So seize the day. Seize the day by listening to affirmations, listening to good positive things. Seize the day by not caving into negativity, criticism, because people will criticize. He has the right to criticize who has the heart to help, as a great statesman once said. And I would really suggest that every one of us listens to something positive, whether it's going on the way to work or wherever we go. Find some time to listen to these positive things. So seize the day and you'll feel good. Everyone around you will feel good. Do deeds that elevate. Do deeds that help. But seize the day. It's your day. Nothing is promised tomorrow. I've seen this actually so many times in life. So please seize the day and keep on winning. Good morning. I hope you're well. And it's morning when I'm doing the show, but it could be evening. It could be night when you're listening to the recording. First of all, As always, I want to say a big thank you to all of you who have supported us over the years through other platforms and this platform as well. And I'm so grateful and glad to know that so many of you listen to the show and action the tips that we give you. And it's heartening because when we first started the show, the idea and the premise was to give actionable tips. But it's amazing when people ask us when the next episode is going to be or questions pertaining to the show. And it's really elevating and it really keeps us going and it gives us the momentum and spurs us to keep on going. Carpe diem. Seize the day. And I want to talk about Carpe Diem today because this is what we need to be doing. I feel that we forget that every single day that we have, we can fill it with opportunities, with bright things, and things that can help us to move forward, rather than spending the day moping and hoping. What we can do is actually do what we can, put our best foot forward every single day. And we sometimes get so mired and clogged up with emotions and external things that are affecting us and collateral damage, as I like to call it, collateral emotional damage. We forget to seize the day because every single day is given to us, but it's not promised. And what I mean with great love for you is this. Every single day we get up in the morning, ready to do something, but we just take the day as a humdrum routine day. We should fill our day with great joys, great education, and the ability to move over and step over from wherever we are, to step over the chasm, to cross the borders, to jump over the wall, or to even break the wall. See, our mindset needs to shift. And it's a paradigm, and we need to shift our mindset to allow and accommodate for us to be able to seize the day. How do you seize the day? Well, first of all, be very grateful for everything you have. And while we may not be monetarily blessed, we all are blessed in one way or another, whether it's through having good support mechanisms, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's associates, whether it's having a great job, whether it's having a great enterprise, whether it's having great customers. Living is giving. And not only do we have to give back, we have to give ourselves the opportunity of self-care. We often forget the self-care mechanism and how much we have to worry about our own emotional well-being in standing in the world in which we find ourselves. So seize the day. Seize the day by listening to affirmations, listening to good positive things. Seize the day by not caving into negativity, criticism, because people will criticize. He has the right to criticize who has the heart to help, as a great statesman once said. And I would really suggest that every one of us listens to something positive, whether it's going on the way to work or wherever we go. Find some time to listen to these positive things. So seize the day and you'll feel good. Everyone around you will feel good. Do deeds that elevate. Do deeds that help. But seize the day. It's your day. Nothing is promised tomorrow. I've seen this actually so many times in life. So please seize the day and keep on winning.